God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. Jason DeZurich here. Thanks for taking time to tune in with me tonight. Going to be digging into antinomianism, also discernment and wisdom as well, this half hour. Yeah, my name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. But do not keep silent. And don't be a pushover, by the way, either. Again, you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I keep saying this word antinomianism. What is an antinomian? Well, this half hour actually going to be going back a few years. Wanted to give you some background as well on this information I'm going to be giving you. Years ago, when Worldview Warriors was still in its infancy, I mean, straight up, I'm laughing because looking back, it's like, my goodness, did we even know what we were doing? Well, the answer is yes and no. Some of you have heard the story, but I wanted to remind some of you. Back when we were starting, we were trying to do events around the country and realized we needed to have a better way to let people know where we were going to be in things. And realized we needed to basically build up an audience that would, well, tune into what we were doing. And we decided to get into blogging and podcasting. Now, this is back in like 20, oh, I don't know. It could be as early as 2008. And we really didn't know what we were doing. So, now again, this is before the internet really was what it is today. We actually bought books and read on how to start podcasting and blogging. We didn't even, well, we couldn't go online because many people didn't even know what it was themselves. And so we started these, well, editions of podcasting and blogging. We started doing that as well, releasing 1 to 2 posts a week. I still remember sitting in my friend's house in his living room doing our podcast where I was on my laptop and he was on his laptop and we both had our headphones on with a microphone coming out the side of the headphones, and then he would edit them together that way. Yeah, pretty archaic. But where our office was at, there was a young lady who was actually an engineer. She's a regular on this program now. Her name is Katie Erickson. At the time, she was going through seminary. Now she's working on her doctorate. And so, as we got to know each other, I realized that she knew a lot when it came to, well, Greek and Hebrew, for one. She loved the languages, digging into them, teaching, and so I approached her in probably, I don't know, late 2010, sometime in 2011. I don't even remember when it exactly was. And I asked her if she would consider blogging for the ministry. She thought about it and prayed about it a while and said, yeah, sure, I don't know what I would write on. So we both began to pray, and others that are part of the ministry began to pray, trying to figure out what would be good to blog on. So what we came up with, what the Lord led us to do, is to basically create our own dictionary of words online on our own website. Words that, well, Christianese, that oh, we only speak within the church sometimes. Adiaphora is one of them. I don't know if she ever wrote on that word. But we decided to write on other words, too, that just aren't known today. And one of those words is antinomian. And part of the reason we decided to do this, by the way, if I remember correctly, it took her 2 years to do this. Every month she would take a letter of the alphabet, you know, A for 1 month, B for the next month, C for the next month, and write, you know, 4 or 5 times a month on words that were not very common. And we did this so, again, we'd have this dictionary of words online that we could refer back to years later once these were accomplished. So this has kind of happened, and it's really interesting because people ask us, well, what do you mean when you're saying that? And we can guide and direct them directly to this word right on our own blog. So tonight I'd like to share with you, again, this word antinomian. It's written by Katie Erickson, and she's been blogging for us for so many years, at least 10 years. And she writes, one of my favorite board games is Monopoly. My dad, brother, and I played it so much growing up that we have nearly all of the rents memorized. So when we play it together, we just hand money around without ever telling each other how much is owed. She goes on to say, one of my favorite parts about the game Monopoly is to, well, get the get out of jail free card. Whenever I get one, I feel I have an extra measure of security. If I do get sent to jail, I can get out right away without having, well, to pay the fee. And so, friends, again, tonight we're looking at this word antinomian. And it reminds us of this get-out-of-jail-free card. That's a Monopoly. You see, antinomians believe that because they have salvation in Jesus Christ, they no longer have to abide by the law. The word itself states this because, well, it's a form of, again, and law in Greek. Now, the belief of antinomianism started in the early church, but it has continued throughout the ages. And friends, dare I say, we're seeing it a lot in our society and in the church right now. Let's be right up front. It definitely appeals to our human nature. I mean, who wouldn't want to be able to do whatever they want in life, right? Need money? Go rob a bank. Want something that someone else has? Well, go get it. Go steal it. Who cares? You're saved through Jesus. What's the big deal? But friends, that is not what the Bible teaches us. Romans 3, verse 8 says, why not say, as some slanderously claim, that we say, let us do evil that good may result? Their condemnation is just. Friends, Paul is telling us that doing evil is never the right answer, even for those who are covered by God's grace and faithfulness. Paul also addresses this antinomian idea very thoroughly in Romans 6 as well. In verse 15, he writes this. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? By no means. Friends, as Katie shares, she, again, remember, she knows Greek and Hebrew. Yeah, she knows it. Ins and outs. She looked up the Greek text of this verse to more fully understand what Paul is writing. And the idea of the words used is that you have not come that way. When you committed your life to Jesus Christ, you were made a new creation, friends, and the person you have become is not one who disobeys the law. If you have the get out of jail free card of grace, well, when you strive in to live in this nature of Christ, you cannot act in such a matter, friends. As Christians, as I wrap up this idea, as Christian friends, we should want to obey the law even more than before we were Christians. Obedience to God's laws honors him. Well, God promises that Jesus' blood will cover all of our wrongdoings when we have faith in him. We must still strive for obedience when we study the scriptures. Friends, it's really clear that the antinomian belief is purely a human creation and it is not of God. Our get out of jail free card is not to be antinomians and have no regard for the law. Instead, having faith in Jesus and his sacrifice for us on the cross gives the best get out of jail free card, which is the grace of God. Again, my name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Appreciate you so much tuning in with me. When we come back here, we're going to dig into more with discernment and wisdom. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
During this Fastcast, I'm going to encourage you to do a self-examination on your life. Who or what is your hope in? Friends, when you or a family member gets sick, who or what do you put your hope in? And what do you consider needs in your life? Take some time and write these down even today. And if you feel like you've been cheated in this life and you want justice for that situation, who or what do you put your hope and faith and trust in? Find our blog post titled, What Is Your Hope In? To dig more into this idea and to learn more about yourself and your relationship with Jesus Christ today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
As I begin this Fastcast, I encourage you to go read our blog post titled, Who Are the Governing Authorities in the USA Today? We need to keep in mind that we, the people, are actually the governing authorities in the United States. According to Romans 13 and in our form of government, God has established we, the people, as the governing authorities in this nation, and that is an incredible responsibility. If the subjects who are the elected officials and those who work for them decide to rebel against the governing authorities, well, we see in Romans 13 that they are rebelling against what God himself has instituted, and that they will bring judgment unto themselves. Again, go find our blog post titled, Who Are the Governing Authorities in the USA Today?
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I so appreciate you being with me for the program. Again, was taking a look at antinomianism earlier in this, well, edition of Do Not Keep Silent. Again, friends, we need discernment in the church and in our culture today. Friends, I'm sharing with you from a blog post from Charlie Wolcott, one of our bloggers, author, speaker, about discernment and wisdom. One of the things God hates in his priests and prophets is when they refuse to teach the clean from the unclean, the holy from the unholy. Friends, there must be discernment in the pulpit. There is so much blending and mixing in the church that hardly anyone recognizes genuine truth anymore. Friends, in the southern kingdom of Judah, idolatry was so entrenched into the culture that when Hezekiah removed the high places and idol worship shrines. This is something that hadn't been done since Jehoshaphat. The people, friends, they thought Hezekiah went apostate against God when he was the one obeying God. How did this happen? No discernment was being taught or exposed. The priests and prophets weren't doing their jobs. While they proclaimed their worship and praise of God, they let that which is contrary to God run amok. Do whatever you want. There must be discernment and teaching about what is of God and what is not of God. But friends, doing so takes wisdom. We need to understand that wisdom is not just knowledge. It's also how to use it. Proverbs defines the beginning of wisdom as the fear of the Lord. Did you hear that, friends? Proverbs defines the beginning of wisdom as the fear of the Lord. And it also describes the fear of the Lord as the hatred of evil. Those two go side by side. You cannot fear the Lord without hating evil. You cannot love God and love what he hates. Did you hear that? You cannot love God and then love what he hates as well. This is not a matter of personal preferences like being rival fans on sports teams and things like that. Friends, this is about God. If you love children, friends, you cannot support abortion without some serious misinformation or flaw in your thinking. You cannot love your spouse and then have an affair with someone else. When you love and fear God to the point where you love what he loves and hate what he hates, that is just the beginning of wisdom. One of the spiritual gifts Paul speaks of in Romans is that of teaching. Teachers in the church tend to be focused on definitions, sound doctrine, accuracy, and correction of error. Friends, reality is everyone is called to do this in some way. But the fact is others are more focused on it. Those who are not as focused on truth and sound doctrines must listen to the teachers, especially those whose spiritual gifting is showing mercy. They love to give grace and the benefit of the doubt and love on everyone. Yet, that extra gift of love for others can easily lead someone into danger by welcoming that which is not of God into the fold. I hope you heard that. That said, teachers need the encouragement of those who show mercy to know when and how to apply the tests of sound teachings. We all need each other. While teachers can fall into legalisms, those who show mercy, they can fall into antinomianism. We need each other to walk the line together. There are other spiritual gifts as well, and we do need those. But these are emphasized tonight because these can easily fall into the two extremes I've been talking about tonight. When dealing with apologetics and defending our faith, we also need to be aware of the tactics involved in the quote-unquote game, both on our side and on the opponent's side. Paul said we should not be ignorant of the enemy's devices. we should not be ignorant of the tactics used to discredit the faith. Friends, the Bible has every argument an unbeliever can use in categorical form. You don't have to be afraid of these arguments, because they are all nothing more than smoke and mirrors. They are deceptions. Friends, again, I thank you for taking time to tune in to Do Not Keep Silent tonight, sharing with you from part of a blog post written by Charlie Wolcott, again, our author, blogger, speaker, Apologetics 2, Discernment and Wisdom. You can find this at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Click the blog tab. We have many other postings available as well. One I'd really like to point out to you tonight will be up August 17th. It's titled COVID Vaccination, written by Eric Hansen. He's one of our recent bloggers that have joined us. And I would love for you to go find that again up on August 17th, Tuesday, August 17th, written by Eric Hansen. You do not want to miss that posting, COVID Vaccination. He does just an amazing job. And I'll just say this right at the end, there's even a twist that is going to surprise most of you. He does a fabulous job. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Ozurek, your host for the program, president of Worldview Warriors. What is Worldview Warriors? Well, we're a ministry that focuses in on equipping and encouraging students, their parents and grandparents for this generation today. How to love Christ, love others, and share the love of Jesus everywhere. But also defending the faith, helping people to see, you know what, we're not just making this up. Again, you can find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Do want to direct you to one of our newer resources that we have available. It's written by Katie Erickson, The Roman's Journey, a devotional commentary. Just got some information from someone who said, wonderful commentary. Just really, they appreciated it so much. You know, friends, if you wondered what this Christian faith is all about and why we as Christ followers believe what we believe, have you ever tried to share your Christian faith with someone but been confused about what salvation really means? Well, Romans is the most doctrine-filled book in all of the Bible. It can be intimidating to dig into this lengthy letter that's written by the Apostle Paul. But friends, that really doesn't need to be your situation. In this devotional commentary, authored by Katie Erickson, she breaks up the book of Romans into easy-to-read sections while still maintaining the context of each passage and offers insight into what the biblical text meant for the original audience as well as, well, readers today. I do encourage you to go find it again at worldviewwarriors.org. The Roman's Journey, a devotional commentary written by our author, blogger, and speaker, Katie Erickson. I do encourage you, be encouraged in your faith by traveling on the Roman's Journey. Again, The Roman's Journey, a devotional commentary released on Worldview Warriors Publishing. Again, my name is Jason Ozurek, your host for the program. I thank you so much for being with me tonight. Hope you're being encouraged and equipped in your faith. Some things about the ministry I'd like to share with you as far as just what we believe. We think this is important. We believe that the blood of Jesus Christ is the only means by which we can be brought into right relationship with the Creator of all things in the redemption of man, of humankind. We also believe the Trinity. We believe the triune God is revealed in Scripture from the very first verse. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are equal in nature, distinct in person, and submissive in duties. As I leave you tonight, I'd like to share with you 1 Peter 3:15. It's a verse that we really lock into here at the ministry. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:15. Again, my name is Jason Azurek, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. And I'll see you next time.
Made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.